And so I just want all of us to have that same attitude of heart of what we're doing here. It's not just about a building. It's not just about Pastor Jordan and Melissa. This is about Jesus and about what he's done for people and us showing that love to people, ministering, serving people. And there's not one single thing that any of us do that's insignificant, from cleaning the floor, cleaning the bathroom, working in the parking lot, changing diapers, I mean, preaching, singing, playing, all the things that we do together. None of it is insignificant. All of it is because we're on kingdom business. But the O-team, what is the O-team? If you have your sheet, let's go ahead and start to look at this. The O-team, which all of us are a part of, and anyone who helps in any capacity, we are the O-team, and the O-team is our church in action. And so this is us at work. This is what we do together. And you can see the definition. It's a little bit wordy, but I just wanted to make it complete. It says, we're a team made up of many individuals who are on a mission to love, lift, and serve people in order to reach the unreached, build up the body of Christ, and advance the kingdom of God and the message of our great King. And so I want to talk to you about the culture of our church. And you know, this is, I think, a great word because, and some of you that are leaders, you've heard me talk about this stuff before. But for those of us who are here, you know, it matters what it feels like. And I think there are things that we can say like A, B, and C, this is what we're going to do, this is our checklist, this is our job description, this is where we're helping, this is what we're doing. But there's also a feel that you get when you're a part of something or that you, where you work or being a part of a church. And we want to pay attention to the kind of culture that we have as a church. And what's cool about this is that you and I are the ones who make it alive and real. You know, the culture is what we create. And so this is the way our culture is going to be. And this is the standard that we're setting to say, hey, look, this is who we are as the O-team. And this is the way that we're going to do things. Number one, we have a culture of honor because we're people of honor. And I'm not going to delve into a lot of teaching because of the content that we want to cover tonight, but this is important because what we honor, we value, and we esteem. And first and foremost, we honor God, right? And we honor what we're doing with him and what we do for him. And the reason I say it that way is because we're not just here doing stuff for him. We as the O-team, we're working together with him. We are laborers together with God because we're relying on his grace, his ability, his wisdom. I mean, we're not doing this apart from him. If we are, then I don't want to come, right? But we're doing it supplied by his grace, empowered by his Holy Spirit. And so we're doing something with the Lord as the O-team, all of us, no matter what we're doing. And we're doing something for him. And if we're honoring it, that means that we're going to do it on the highest level that we can do it. We're not going to spare any cost. We're going to give it our all. We're going to do it the very best. A word that stands out in my mind is excellence. We do things with excellence. We do it strong. We give it our all. We're all in with what we do for Jesus. Those are all reflections of our honor that we have for the Lord and what we're doing together for his kingdom. In other words, there's nothing insignificant about being in that parking lot on Sunday morning. There is nothing insignificant about taking that little baby in the nursery on Sunday morning. There is nothing insignificant. Look, these are things that are attached to eternal things. And this is a big deal, what all of us are doing. And how we treat it is important. And so we honor the Lord. We honor what we're doing with him and for him. And then too, we honor, this might sound a little self-serving, but it isn't. It's just the right thing. We honor our pastors and the vision that the Lord has given to them, Melissa and I. And we honor our team leaders, those that are leading in the church. And we're going to talk about all of our team leaders and who's leading what and where in our meeting as we continue. And so that creates unity. It creates all of us being on the same page where it's not, you know, Pastor Jordan and Melissa have their vision, but then I have my own vision for, you know, the area that I'm serving in. No, we're all lockstep. We're working together, going the same direction together. And we honor each other. And we honor each other's gifts, talents, and time. And so that means that I respect you. And all of us are different. Thank God we're different. But all of us are unique. And all of us are going to be working in different areas. But we want to honor each other and honor what one another are doing, the gifts that each other has. And then, too, we want to value everyone. You know, we want to treat people the way that we treat Jesus. Right? We want to treat everybody the way that we would treat the Lord. That's really powerful, isn't it? Because Jesus said, if you do it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. because we're a body, right? And so number two, so honor, there's a lot we could say about that, but number two is love. And so our culture, number one, is we're people of honor. Number two, we're people who are love-minded. That means we're always aware, number one, of God's love for us and our love for him. And that flows out into our love for people because we're loving each other with that love that we're loved with, which is a divine love, a supernatural love. And I believe that that is the case. You know, a lot of these things I believe is already at work in our church. But we're just going to be real intentional about it. And we're going to say, this is who we are as the O team. This is who we are. This is our standard. This is how we do it. We're people of honor. We honor and we're people of love. And connected with that, as you guys know, we've been talking about it a lot lately, is kindness. And so look at this, Ephesians 4:32, we are kind to all, and then this is what we mean by kindness. We show genuine love by speaking with kindness and by acting kindly towards one another, which means we're helpful, we're thoughtful, and considerate, and we, notice this, communicate to each other without sharpness or bitterness. That's a good thing for all of us to remember, myself included. Notice number four. So we're people of honor, love, kindness. Number four is grace, faith, and victory. When we come here, guys, look, we want people to encounter a spirit of faith where they see it in our eyes that with our God, all things are possible. Nothing is too difficult for him. God forbid we've got grace, faith, and victory on the sign, but we don't have it in our heart, right? And so we want people to get around us and just catch a spirit of faith. That's what I like so much, Philemon 6 from the Laubach. It says, I pray that everyone who meets you may catch your faith and learn from you how wonderful it is to live in Christ. Isn't that good? And so no matter what we're doing, no matter where we're at in our church, we want to have this in mind. Man, when I'm here, when I'm working with the Lord, for the Lord, when I'm serving as a part of the O team, man, I've got honor, love, kindness, and grace, faith, and victory in my heart, on my mind. This is how we do what we do. And so these are things we're going to talk about and continue talking about. But what do you think about our team culture? Do you guys like that? Yes. I'm excited about it. Go ahead, go to the next sheet. We're going to come back and talk about scheduling and planning center. It's on the back of the page we were just looking at.